player, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call of Ian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. This week I sit down and talk with CEO again. Last week we tried using this app called Anchor, and it kept dropping the call, so we switched over to a different device. I still had those recordings, I just didn't use them. So since this one was on Anchor, I just bundled it all together, and at some point you're going to hear me talking Spanish, Dónde es Biblio, blah, blah, blah. That means you're flashing back to a conversation from a week previous. I think a lot of that conversation is about how Ryan Long's going to come on the show, and then obviously he was our guest on Sunday. Shout out to Ryan Long, he did our podcast, and then he did The Bonfire, and then he did the Tim Pool podcast, so he's blowing up. We appreciate him slumming it with us. You know, both Ryan and Mersh said something to the effect of, like, why would you be nice to Red Bar? There's nothing in it for you. And I was thinking, like, why does it have to be transactional? Why can't you just like something to like it? Anyway, here's a conversation with me and CEO. And, you know, at some point it jumps backwards in times. Get excited.
Young Master Crank.
What's up?
Give me one more second here. I'm getting a drink together. So tell me about Ryan Long and Tim Pool.
You didn't see it?
Oh, I did, but I guess I didn't see what you see.
It seemed like Tim Pool was not taking the jokes every 2 seconds very well.
I mean, I would say that Ryan came across as smarter than Tim Pool.
Uh-oh. Well, we can't have that.
He also, I really like the part where Tim Pool's like, yeah, you got all these amazing, you know, free speech comedians like Joe Rogan. Like, he's so talented. Like, Joe Rogan is great.
Right. It's like, here's the thing, Joe Rogan's not a free speech guy, and he's not that great. He's not any...
He's neither of those things.
Yeah.
He's a buffoon with a very large show.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Ryan was great. He, you know, I feel like he's had these arguments in his head so many times that he knew exactly what to say to every little argument.
Yeah.
It was like you could get all of 2019 and 2020's talking points in that one episode.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, inclusive, but if you want to be part of the group, like, we're breaking balls for the group. Like, hey, be my friend, but you can't make fun of one guy.
Hey, Don A.
Hey. Call me Don AIDS.
Hey.
So, I'm told that people are very upset about Ryan not retweeting the show.
Retweeting what show?
With apologies.
Oh, he didn't?
No. I don't really blame him either, especially since he knew that big Tim Pool was coming up.
That's true.
Wouldn't want to scare off the Tim Man.
Why would Tim Pool be afraid of us?
I don't know if you know this, but we're a little controversial.
We're controversial to who?
To people that are, like, Tim was literally trying to keep it family friendly. He said that several times throughout the show. Like, oh, oh, oh.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say it didn't go well for him.
I like how he was, like, trying to brag about his tenure at Vice. And Ryan's like, yeah, their idea is like, how about we, instead of paying you, we all just have a rave? And Tim's like, yeah, that's so true. And Ryan's like, I know, I went to the rave. I know exactly how you fucking dust junkies are.
Oh, man. Well, I was happy for the call.
What the fuck else is going on? We might be his last, like, low-level podcast.
Yeah, I think we got in right before. Well, I think we got right in before his name's going to go grayed out when you talk to him.
I bet you he'll be on Rogan before the end of the year.
I think so.
Did, well, I also like, so we're on our, when he was on our show, I'm trying to get him to shit talk people and he won't do it, but he's on fucking Tim Pool's podcast making jokes about Kevin Hart and Joe Rogan.
He said that?
Tim had said something like, shorten something, and Ryan was like, oh, you mean Kevin Hart?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that one. Hey, look. I like that we're the last, we're the last one. We're the last one before he goes Hollywood.
Old Hollywood Ryan?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get the chance to watch the new Bill Burr segment?
No, I didn't.
So it starts with our us talking about him with apologies. And in our conversation, I mentioned that he got in trouble for retweeting Ryan. So then I cut to Ryan being on our show talking about it. And he says that Bill Burr talked about it. So then I cut to Bill Burr's podcast talking about it. And it's this like flashback within a flashback within a flashback.
Okay. That's crazy.
I have a feeling that we're going to, that we will see Bill Burr on with apologies.
That is never going to happen. I mean, when you say see him on there, I mean, we play a clip of him, but he's never going to
I think we can get him, man. We seem to have some sort of magical luck with people.
First off, how do you get a hold of him?
The best way is probably to just email him because he reads all the letters on his Monday morning podcast.
Would he go on us?
So I'm going to send him the new clip after it drops and go, hey, Bill, any chance we get you on the show? Here's a clip of us talking about you. We'd like to have this conversation with you. And
that's never going to work.
Keep doubting. I bet you he's going to come on there and go, you know what, though? You know what, though? You guys are all young. You're just talking all this shit. I know what it's like to be young, but you don't know. You know, I got a wife. I got kids. I got a black wife and two mulattos.
You are fucking delusional. You're delusional.
Probably, but I felt the same delusion about everybody else we've had. Like, it was delusional to think we would get Ryan or Lewis on the show.
I don't think so.
It was delusional to think we'd get Dante on the show back in the day. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Dante, do you, if you could please maybe have some time, we could maybe just talk for like 15 minutes.
We have him back on.
If somebody reaches out that isn't like you, me, or Bellan, it's probably possible.
Yeah, we could just, I wonder how we would do it, but we could just totally, we could totally set him up.
That's, I reached out to Cameron Esposito today.
What?
I sent you a screenshot.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shit. I hope I didn't send that to the wrong person. What?
Why did you reach out to Cameron Esposito?
Oh, and she's
blocked you?
For a minute, I thought she did block me because I couldn't find her anywhere. So thank you, buddy. It might actually be her, like, her fan page and not her real page. But I figured, why not try and get her on as a guest?
Do you know what we do? Do you think she'd be a good guest? She'd be a good guest for it to not go well.
I mean, we'll see. Because she is, she does have some funny in her. She used to be, you know, one of the good comics to hang out at the table with back in the day.
Really?
And I just want to know, like, what's the deal between her and Hannah Gadsby?
Oh, the beef?
I also want to know why she called Red Bar, like, her aggressor or something.
Her aggressor?
There was one time when Mike got in trouble and Cameron, like, piled on by, like, finally, my attacker. I can't remember the word, but it was like he'd been stalking her nonstop.
That's crazy. She doesn't even get talked about. What the fuck is she talking about?
That's what I'd like to know. It was like, Cameron, is this all just in your head? Like, have you listened to the show?
Yeah, like... It's like Donkey Lips thinks that Red Bar is 27 about him. It's like you barely come up. Speaking of which, there was some guy in the BBG today who goes, guys, I'm a big fan of the show, but like what Michael Ray Bauer do to you guys? Like why do people make fun of him? I don't get it. It's like, well, you just haven't listened enough.
I was thinking what he should do to rein that in is the BBG should be like where all the cool people are, and then all the cast-offs, you send them over to like the Red Bar subreddit, and then all the fucking new nerds can just go hang out with each other over there.
That's not a bad idea. Like a feeder team.
Yeah. They each get a stamp on the head.
I like that. I like the idea of it being a farm team.
So I was thinking about Dave Smith the other day. And do you know
you want Dave Smith on?
I do not. Good. I sincerely have no interest in talking to him.
What, you don't want to talk about being a libertarian, libertarian stuff, how libertarians are libertarian?
See, I don't know enough about him to have any sort of constructive conversation, even if I wanted to attack him.
Okay. Make it easy for you. There's no jokes. It's just libertarian talking point after. He named his special Libertas. Like, what else can you say about him?
He's in trouble right now because he said that libertarianism should be the home for a racist.
Okay, all right. So he's an idiot and a libertarian.
Come on, guys. We need the numbers.
Yeah, we need the numbers.
So do you know what an ideologue is?
A log of ideas
floating downstream.
I don't know. Shit.
It just means someone that represents an idea, like their entire identity is wrapped around that idea.
Like Cameron
Esposito being gay, or Dave Smith being a libertarian. And the thing that irks me about that is like, you're not humbly looking for the truth. Instead, he's like confidently telling us how it is. And it's not like politics is his number one thing and then he got into comedy. Like, comedy is his number one thing he's supposed to be excellent at, and he sucks. So I'm supposed to listen to his like secondary trade, his side hustle.
He has like four podcasts that he does.
Does he seriously do four podcasts?
He does at least three. I know that for a fact.
He's got Legion of Skanks, the Libertarian, whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Yeah, it's like Joe DeRosa has a politics podcast too. On Gas Digital, of course.
You know, all of these guys too would be the ones to complain about how like, comedy's too political now. Oh God, these woke comics always shoving their politics into comedy.
Do you see the podcast where they do an argument about abortion and he made the other person walk off?
Yeah, we watched it on With Apologies. You must have passed out.
Passed out, had my computer restart. What else? Everyone says I go on and play Madden. That is not true. You guys would know when I play Madden.
We were wondering if we started the show an hour earlier, would that work better for you?
Probably not.
you got about 48 minutes in you, and that's just the way it is.
We gotta squeeze the last 12 out.
So what were you saying about DeRosa?
No, Joe DeRosa had his podcast, and he's another one of these fucking... I don't understand why he's... I don't understand. Here's what I don't get. I don't get how... I wish Ryan Long was here so he could explain it to me. But I can see how Ryan Long might be a working comic. I don't understand how, like, Joe DeRosa is a working comic because I've never seen him be funny.
He's... I think he's one of these guys on the Luis J. Gomez welfare tour.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Luis J. Gomez is huge.
Well, now that Rogan's basically, pushed himself into retirement, Luis might be the next biggest thing that there's going to be.
That's crazy.
He's going to be Rogan, and our buddy Ryan Long's going to be the next Bill Burr.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. He already looks like him. He looks like a young Bill Burr with hope in his eyes.
Hope and love and joy.
Yeah, it was fun. It's Luis J. Gomez.
So that clip where, what's his name? DeRosa's arguing with that chick.
Yeah.
Ryan goes... Apparently she went to the Comedy Cellar right after that, and she was hanging out with Ryan. And I was making fun of the way she looks, and he was like, no, man, she's hot. She's hot. You're wrong.
Ooh.
So I love that in Red Bar's coverage of it, he went out of his way to just be like, this woman is fucking disgusting.
Okay, other than Shane Gillis, do any comedians actually watch Red Bar?
I think pretty much all of them do. They might not watch it like every hour or every episode, but all of them watch the clips.
Yeah, but they watch it because they want to see if they've been talked about.
Yes.
That's what I mean. I mean, they watch it because they enjoy it.
I sincerely doubt any of them watch anything because they enjoy it. I think their entire life is just measuring themselves against other people or like checking the pulse on their career.
I was going to ask you, you know when Red Bar said that Ian Ellis needs to come clean and just say what's going on with him and the LLC? Have you ever done that to him?
No, I've never explained it to him.
Okay, good. Don't. I prefer that we're the sewer system.
I have kind of explained it on the podcast, so it's like, on the off chance he listened to the podcast, he could figure it out. But, imagine trying to explain this to anyone.
Yeah, I can't do it. I barely understand it. I barely understand who's even being talked about.
Kitten's Mittens is going to try and come join us this Sunday.
Okay. Cool.
So have you talked to Nick at all this week?
No, why? What did he do?
I don't know. I only ever talked to him on Instagram.
Word.
And I'm in my house hoping we get better reception with Wi-Fi. Let me step out of my back door real quick.
Hootie-hoo.
Hoo-dee-da-hoo-dee-da-hoo-dee-da-hee-hoo. I'm going to find my shoes. Did you check out any of Ryan's music?
Yeah, it was cringe.
I I'm always blown away that, to me, punk rock and ska music are two wildly different things that should hate each other.
Yeah, but for some reason, they love each other.
Like, in my head, punk rock music is like, you know, loud, fast, screaming. And ska music is gay hipsters and tie-dye shirts.
Jamaican.
Sandals and socks type shit.
Exactly.
Got these sandals and socks. I heard Tim Pool broke up with his co-host.
Yeah, that's old news, but, you know.
Well, what happened?
We don't really know. I think it had to do with his co-host basically saying, not Tim's a hypocrite, but just like, that was like weeks ago, man. I can't even remember. Oh. It's weird because they use the same studio, though.
So they have some sort of like, you know, licensed agreement or whatever where they still have to see each other?
Yeah, which is really fucking weird.
Did you get my voicemail earlier in the week?
Yeah, I did. You want me to watch Legion of Skanks?
So, the other day I'm looking for something to listen to on the podcast thing, and I thought I saw Milo. So I clicked on it, and it pulled up Legion of Skanks. And I was like, what the fuck ever, I'll check it out. You know, I never listen to this show. I shit you not, in 3 minutes, I caught 2 joke thefts from Big J. And then I forgot to play it on the show last week. We'll play it on the show this week. He also stole my bullshit and was doing that on the bonfire.
I saw that. But that's the thing, like... Jay, I'm going to have to take you down.
So I have a feeling if we just casually listen to the Legion of Skanks, we could probably get an hour of Stolen Lines compilation put together in like a month without trying.
So the Legion of Skanks, their fans are basically like guys that couldn't hack it as Proud Boys? Is that like my...
They're in the same vein. They're just like slightly less militant, more heavy metal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like they're just guys that the Proud Boys like passed over.
They're Proud Boys that refused to read the book. And,
oh, okay.
Like Pat Buchanan, I'm out. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with fucking Big J. I'm hanging out with Dave Smith and fucking Ari Shaffir.
You know what? Riddle me this. So, most people's opinions probably come from a combination of, like, TV, Facebook, and podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you used to, like, you had to go to school and read books and learn a history of? Are we dealing with, like, an entire generation of just, like, I got in at this starting point and just went forward. I've never looked back.
Wait a second. I just wanted to... So, Joe Booney has a picture up saying, God is the only reason I made it this far. And he's like, blah, blah, talking. And then it says Joe Booney. And underneath it, it says, is like, it was his role. It says Joe Booney. It says Global Broadcasting. Oh shit.
You think Joe will ever have a controversy that doesn't involve us?
I hope so. I hope so. I like that he's already a global broadcasting leader. Already. What were you saying?
Well, along the lines of that, I finally figured out what would be the best move if every one of us gets canceled. And specifically, I was thinking, like, Ryan's probably going to come under some massive attack in, like, the next year. As soon as he's on Rogan, they're going to come for his fucking throat.
Yeah.
What he should do is just a live reaction where he just sits there at the desk and reads through all the tweets and laughs at them without getting serious, without, like, defending himself, just sit there and read it and smile and laugh at him.
It's a good idea. I mean, if you laugh it off, they can't really break you.
If ever I see him trending on Twitter, I'm going to call Lewis frantically. I don't care what you're doing. Drop it. throw James in the middle of a lake. Drive up and go get Ryan. This needs to be a real ass exclusive.
Yeah, like
treat it like election night.
That's the thing. If you don't break, if you just laugh it off, they can't break you.
Plus, I'm sure most people don't have more than a couple tweets in them, so it's like,
yeah,
they'll see that he reads it. They'll see he doesn't care, and if he's not arguing, they'll run out of steam. And he'll seem like the rational person, while Twitter will seem like the insane person that it is.
Yeah, man.
I think that's the problem, is nobody just sits there and goes, let's look at Twitter, treat it as a person. Imagine a person is just saying all of this shit to you. This person is clearly batshit insane.
That's true. Word.
We must go. Put bananas in ears and ignore peoples. Today's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, word. Happy wedding anniversary.
I've lost my wife to the true crime community.
Oh, God.
She's laughing at me. She's reading true crime right now as we speak, right in front of me.
Oh,
reading this filth.
True crimes.
Someone went missing in the forest around my neighborhood. And so she's been on top of that one. I'm really hoping that I'll just come back and be like, aliens took me, man.
That's a good idea. Word.
What you clicking on? You got some clips for us?
What? No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Nothing that good?
No.
Got some new felony coming up this week. Got some Joe Booney coming up this week.
You got felony and Joe Booney?
I think they're going to be staples of the grab bag of garbage.
I hope so.
Is there anything you've been thinking about this week?
I haven't thought a thought this whole fucking week.
That's why I need people to do the podcast with, because like I used to be thinking of stuff to do for stand-up, but now that I'm not doing stand-up, I'm just not thinking. I'm just sort of floating along looking for clips for Sunday.
You have been stand-up anyway.
Maybe a year and a half. Okay. What is it? I think it'll be May of 2022 when I'm done.
Okay. I asked you that like it was like a diploma. When do you graduate?
When you graduate from comedy.
Credits. Oh, shit.
It is just as bad as school, where it's like I wasted so much time and money in college, and I'll never use my degree. It's just debt. And I've probably spent equal amounts of money and time pursuing comedy, and that's just going to amount to
no.
1,000 clips on YouTube and no money.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to walk into the sunset.
It's not a bad idea.
I had some thought on that, but I just walked in the house and completely fucking spaced out and forgot.
From crime.
Oh. talking to Ryan Long made me realize how much I'm never going to have a career. Because he seems like squeaky clean compared to me. And he's talking about what a hard time he has dealing with this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I thought maybe, you know, I just got to get in front of the right people and like they'll sneak me in. But no, I'm fucked. There's nothing happening for me. It's delusional to think that I could ever do anything. Like my peak will probably be a skank fest, and that'll probably be my last show.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. You could. I could see you. You know. Become. I mean.
Nope. Can't happen. Nope. You throw a couple ideas out there real quick.
I just think if you went to Skankfest, I think that's like your ceiling.
It is. That's literally as high as I can go.
Do they even get paid for or what's that other guy? Jason Ellis?
The guy that's fighting Lewis?
Yeah, that guy. You could do his whole fucking thing.
I don't even know who he is.
He is a guy, SiriusXM, who's a guy who now says, you know, in order to be relevant, that he's bisexual and all that stuff.
Ugh. Sounds like Lane backed the wrong Ellis.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
I do think that Bellin's scouting for better comics. Like, it's not a joke when he's like, my client, Hostbusters. I think Hostbusters is legitimately his backup plan to this Ian Ellis thing.
Yeah, man. Like, what are you going to do, man?
YouTube is also... You know what?
I didn't like that Hostbusters wasn't considered a part of the Red Bar sewer system.
Well, they apparently have like a beef that runs a lot deeper than.
Yeah, than I know
any, any of us thought.
Yeah, they have a real beef. That's a blood beef.
I like the other day, Mike was giving a speech about like people on the internet you should stay away from. But then it just turned into him shitting on Hostbusters.
Yeah. that's funny.
Poor HB.
Yeah, man.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over. We're going to have to start capping the show at 2 hours because Google/YouTube, they've really, really fucking cracked down on being able to rip any video at all whatsoever.
That's not true. You just got to use J Downloader, like I said.
So that's what I'm going to have to download and install. But literally every free one. Like I used to pull these things up. It would take me like 5 minutes to get an episode.
Yeah.
Every single one on Google now says like, this violates YouTube's terms of service and cannot work.
Okay. Well, J Downloader is a program I use. It's free.
And doesn't matter how long the file is?
Doesn't matter how long the file is. They even let you pick how high definition you want the shit to be.
Well, they let me
pick if you want a fucking, if you want to just rip an audio file.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Told you, J Downloader is your friend. Do you have a PC?
I do.
Well, that's all you need.
All right, I'll download that later today, because the last 2 weeks what I've had to do is it always rips the last 2 hours, so I get to sit there and screen record whatever came before that.
That sucks.
Yeah, and then I've been trying to pre-record it in chunks so it doesn't take so long to upload to YouTube.
Yeah.
And fucking every week there's some like tiny little warp or skip where it's like, missed a whole minute there.
That sucks. Word.
I was listening to Kumia versus Bill Burr earlier in the week.
Oh, wait, what? They have beef?
There's multiple videos of them where, like, Bill Burr's calling out Kumia over his racism and shit.
Oh, yeah?
And Kumia's calling Bill Burr out about being, like, an L.A. faggot. There's one where he's like, you got a Prius. You got a... I don't know how you... You got a Prius. How do you do Kumia?
How do you do Kumia where it's it's not just... I want to fuck
you have a Prius. What's the key? A dick? Whether you blow it to get it started? Oh.
Yeah, how do you do Kumia?
One suck. Two suck.
Oh, Kumia. I remember when Kumia was.
He was fucking killer. What'd you say?
I said, doesn't it seem like that was ages ago? Kumia was funny. like decades. This is decades ago.
So,
when do you think Kumia stopped being funny?
I don't know if I want to say it was before ONA ended, but it had to be shortly thereafter.
Here's the problem is when ONA ended, we were all under the spell. And the spell was Kumi's, you know, vampire blocking and all that shit that he did. And it's like, we were listening to... It was when Patrice died. Kumia took a very lesson. Kenny Ross, we were trying... Fucking true. It's true. Kumia died. Or Kumia died. Patrice... Well, that is the one we want to die and never die.
Yeah, and the one we love always goes way too soon.
Yeah.
So, back when Chris D'Elia got busted and back when Joey Diaz...
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll close out with this one. I don't know how much you heard.
I didn't hear any of it.
Well, I was saying the main guy on Twitter that got Chris D'Elia and Joey Diaz canceled, this gay black dude. He was the one that, like, as soon as he tweeted it, it got, like, you know, thousands of retweets and shit.
Yeah.
I started following him, and the other day he went, never forget, Opie and Anthony started the Proud Boys.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that in the BBG. I thought that was a joke, though.
Nope.
He's like, then OP. Somebody's going after OP, right?
Well, what did the BBG say about it?
Somebody started sending that to OP, being like, you started the problem.
That's hilarious. That's what I should have done. Instead, I just corrected him. I was like, I think you mean Dante and Gavin. And he was like, yeah, I think Gavin was involved too. Like, all right, so you clearly have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, but people are saying went after Opie, and they're like, yeah, and you bit a girl's hand. And, of course, he spurred hard. Oh, he never did anything like that. It was Anthony.
Is Opie even doing anything anymore?
No, he does, like, a free podcast for a radio station. Which is a polite way of saying he doesn't do anything.
After his buddy with the restaurant died, he didn't have it in him.
No.
It would be great if that caused him to take his left turn.
Oh, God. Opie. Imagine if Opie was a Proud Boy.
He could. I swear to God, if he was 30 years younger.
There's a lot of Proud Boys that I see walking around. There's a lot more Proud Boys out there than I thought.
Are you sure they're Prouds? Oh, yeah, it's pretty hipsterish.
No, they're Prouds. Because I've seen the Portland riots, and there's Proud Boys there. And there's new chapters of the Proud Boys. Like, they don't wear Fred Perry polos. They wear, like, knockoff Fred Perrys.
I was watching something the other day where, like, the police bum-rushed Antifa and just beat the shit out of them. So the Antifa, like, they form a line in the street, and they're like, fuck you, pigs, you all fucking, you suck, you die. And the police rush them, and they're like, oh my god, stop it, you're hurting him, you're hurting, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, none of these people... All it would take is just sending in the National Guard, and like they, I actually like the fact that Donald Trump is like, no, they gotta ask for it. Like, like any other president would have just done it. He's like, nah, I don't. We don't want to come unless we're invited.
Well, it's because he'll get so much shit, and they'll just be like, see, the president's, you know, sending him in to defend the KKK if he makes any move at all.
Yeah. But I like the idea of just letting them, like, wither on the vine.
It sucks that we have this new generation that has zero leadership. Because back in the past, from, like, you know, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Harvey Milk, there was at least one person that was like, let me articulate what civil disobedience is and why we're doing it and how we're going to do it. And these guys are like, it feels like they're just playing hooky from school. Like, they just want to go fuck some shit up.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares.
I feel like they're all just fucking retarded.
Oh, absolutely. Part of me is like... I haven't talked to them, but I do kind of wonder what Mo thinks of all this. It's like, you know, your whole revolution you're fighting for is happening. And who cares about...
Well, Mo, like, now is the time where he should be stepping up and be like, my brother, yes, this is what we wanted. Like KB's doing. Like, she's standing up and being like, we want freedom for, or justice for whatever her name is.
For,
I don't know, that black girl that got shot.
Oh, Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, KB's big on justice for Breonna Taylor.
I'm big on.
I think if we stepped in, we could help Felony get a career. And I learned from his new tape, he has a fight coming up.
Oh, shit, really?
I think he said he's going to be fighting in Kentucky or something. And,
oh, my God.
I wonder if they paid him ahead of time because he was in a hotel room. But the. The video literally starts with him nupping.
Oh, shit. And he's got a fight. He hasn't won 10 in a row. He needs this. That's the thing. Like, I don't get why... I mean, I do know what I'm saying. I know why he's not. But the UFC has so many boring fighters. Like, why not have a guy around? Like, they used to have... Why can't they have a guy like Felony around? Just there. He's never going to be a contender, but he's there to fucking, you know, knock some people out and something exciting, be a personality.
Well, like, he can't fight because he couldn't pass a drug screening. He can only do the street queefs.
Oh, yeah.
But if you really want to see some ratings, fire Joe Rogan and hire Felony Charles Bennett.
I really hope his whole thing in Austin fails.
11 losses in a row?
No, I mean Joe Rogan.
Oh. Yeah, I don't imagine it's going to go well. I don't imagine the idea of running a nightclub is going to go well. We didn't use this part of the last podcast. I threw away everything we did on the anchor. But I fully expect him to get exploited by all the people of Texas for liquor licenses, for zoning purposes. Like, they're going to fucking bleed him dry as hard as they can. Me gusta, Dandianes Biblio Podcast.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Try and get those Spanish listeners, son.
Oh, the Mexicans.
You know, something I was thinking about today is that everybody's starting podcasts to make it, but you should really make it and then make a podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I've never heard of it really working the other way around, where some obscure person.
Even Red Bar hasn't made it. I mean, for what he wants, he's made it. But I guess, like, Adam Carolla. You know who was the worst? Adam Carolla. I hate Adam Carolla. You know what we need to do? I've been saying this for a while, and we need to get a board. And we need to have, just like in the movie Moneyball, the names. And I want reports on everybody. But then I want another side of the board, which is just people that I hate. And Adam Carolla would be on there.
I feel like we should set up something like the Club 40 Discord to be our board, because this feels like it's going to get intricate.
Oh,
there's going to be threads tying people together, notes, memos, photos, manila envelopes.
That's the thing about us, is that no one has less skill and more reach than us.
It makes absolutely zero sense.
We've embarrassed some high profile people.
Effortlessly.
Yeah, it didn't take a whole lot to do it either.
So you were telling me that you're a huge Ryan Long fan now?
I think I like his comedy, but I don't like him. I think that's the best way I could describe it. Which is the exact opposite of what I said last week. Where I don't like his comedy, but I like him.
Well, I think his message said he's available after the 24th. So, but this Sunday, I'm pretty sure, is the 24th. So I don't know if he's going to be on this one or the next one. Or he may just be like, yeah, I listen to your shit podcast. Fuck off.
Okay. Well, you know, Ryan Long, if you do that, then you run the risk of becoming like Murph and Rico.
I don't know if threatening is the way to go. Knowing him,
I'm not threatening him.
I feel like he's going to come in with a plan.
I'm making a suggestion. I'm not threatening him.
He's going to be prepared to, like, smash us and call us out on our SJW horseshit.
What? You mean your SJW horseshit? All right, I'll make it easy for you, Ryan. Ian voted for Hillary
Clinton. Fucking politics, man.
So how about it?
So what's this? You're saying that Nick DiPaolo has never been funny.
Has he ever been funny? I mean, I don't think so.
His stand-up is great.
No, it's not.
It is.
Have you watched his podcast?
I can't watch his podcast.
Yeah, he's not. Nick DiPaolo was never funny.
You know what I was watching this week was...
You fell for it. No. You fell for the Opie and Anthony worldview, is what it is.
Well... Here's what's unique about Nick. Okay. 80s comics are, they're joke writers, and it's just...
I thought you were going to say he's uncircumcised or some shit.
Nope, this is going to be way gayer than that. Gayer than an in-depth look at his penis. 80s comics were joke writers, and then 90s comics were, like, starting to have a point of view. And he's, like, the only guy that was kind of a perfect 50-50 mixture of those two things.
No, he's not a joke writer. He's never been
funny. No, you haven't watched his stand-up. You're not giving him credit.
The fact he does stand-up is enough to prove he wasn't funny.
See, this is where you're just, like, hating, what do they call it? Like, shooting from the waist? You're just hating from the hip? Shooting first and asking questions later. DiPaolo is a funny comic.
Nope.
Now, I'll give you...
Can't do it.
I'll give you that I think he's cooked.
Oh, he's beyond. He's over. He's when that the chicken just turns into rubber.
He was smart enough to, like, start doing the streaming stuff, and especially now during this COVID shit.
Excuse me, smart enough? Have you seen his show? Holy fuck, is he bad.
For his demographic, he's probably, like, the edgy bad boy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. His demographic is shit.
He's like Chris, or who's the guy everybody likes? Tucker Carlson? He's like the edgy, edgy Tucker.
Tucker Carlson, which is like, I can't stand anyone who reads off a teleprompter. Because, no, I'll tell you why. Those porn stars in that clip day, you could tell they were reading off a teleprompter, just following their eyes while they're talking, and I'm just, I can't, they couldn't even memorize a few lines.
So you're talking about Ryan Long's latest video. And porn stars aren't necessarily known for their acting.
It's not acting. It's just memorizing a few fucking things to say. It's not acting.
So my question is, did he hire... Were those real porn people?
Yeah, those are all real porn
stars. So he must have some kind of, like, special reach if he's pulled all these people together for this shit.
I have a theory, and I want to test it out. And I think it is that I don't think porn stars are actually hard to get to do non-porn things. I think that's the easiest thing in the world. I
think he gave them $50 a piece.
I think they probably did it all for, put it this way, I think the budget for that video was under $1,000.
Now here's a question for you. Do you think he knew who they were? Because I couldn't tell you any porn star.
I could tell you Romy Rain. That was the one with the big tits. I knew her.
So
the other ones are ones I've seen before but never clicked on.
The premise of the video, for people that haven't seen it, is it's porn actresses saying that they would like our contact information, you know, the commenters.
Yeah, ours specific.
I don't know if it was over my head. I just didn't get it. Or I just thought it was weird and what was your thought on that?
I don't know. It's telling me I have to reconnect.
You're still connected on my end and you have a green light under your name.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, so yeah, it was like, first off, I'm like, some of them, I'm like, that one porn star, the one in the white top, she was like on crack. Or she was strung out on something. The one who was doing sign language.
I imagine most porn stars are fucked up. I know there was like this big push. And I think it largely came from comedians to be like, no, porn stars are like just regular chill girls. No, I think they're all fucking nuts.
They might be chill, but they're definitely not known for, you know, temperance.
I mean, it's hard to find a regular chick that's like agreeable to how you behave. But you throw a life of porn on top of that. You're telling me these are the stable ones? You found them? That's where they've been hiding in plain sight?
They've been hiding in plain... I'm telling you, I think it was really easy for him to set up that video. I really do.
You know what?
They'll do anything to just get a break from doing porn.
I would have lost my mind if Jessica Jade was in there.
Oh shit!
Maybe we can get all of our stream girls to do like a response video. We'll get Jessica and the Beaver's Den and Cheese.
That's a good idea.
We'll make it all black and white.
Yeah, man, I like the idea.
Man, your reception is spazzing out.
Yeah, how come it works on Will Apologies, but it doesn't work now?
What are you talking about, your Wi-Fi?
My Wi-Fi is dope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you sound perfect now. We got lucky. Whatever you did on the last time sounded great.
Okay, well, I didn't do anything, so if I can do that.
Continue doing nothing. Hands up.
Absolutely.
Don't even put them in your pocket.
Yeah, man.
You know how all the George Floyd murals say, I can't breathe? What if we made a Kobe one that said, I can't fly?
Oh, shit. People are still sensitive about Kobe Bryant. I'm like, holy fuck, like, get over it.
Right next to that will be Michael Jordan Duncan, and be like, I can.
You know, here's the thing that I don't understand, is what if it comes out, because we knew he was a fentanyl head, what if it comes out he was fucked up on fentanyl?
Kobe or George?
Well, both of them. It's just...
I mean, George was acting crazy. He was saying he didn't want to get in the car because he's claustrophobic.
Oh, well, I saw that. I saw he was... But I'm like... Here's the thing I wish people would just say. Let's not act like this was a boiling point. Let's just all act like you guys were at home, unemployed, and you wanted something to do. It had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter or any of that shit.
Yeah, all those celebrities, I learned this from a video Ross Dog put up today. All the people that were like, I take responsibility are now
fleeing. Oh, I hated that. Didn't you hate that?
They're now fleeing Hollywood because the taxes are too high and they're tired of the riots and the homeless.
Have you seen the new thing that they're trying to do in California?
What are they doing?
They want to make it a tax on if you moved away in the last 10 years. So if you move away, like, you'll get taxed and they'll come after you. You live in California.
Fuck, man. They're going to have their hand in my pocket. They're going to literally change the legislation to get a piece of Rogan's Spotify deal.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, and that's not even that much money in the grand scheme of things. And that's how hard up for cash they are right now.
You know, fucking weed is illegal in Texas.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, I so hope Rogan gets busted. I so fucking hope.
It's just a nice, like, he'll release some crazy episode with, like, Elon Musk or something. Or when they know he's the guest, they send in a fucking SWAT team just to put Elon up on the board.
Oh, my God, man. I'm just imagining Rogan getting busted now. Like, here's my problem with Rogan is he's so brazen about it. That, like, he has had it coming.
Just munching shrooms on the fucking podcast.
Munching shrooms and then telling people that they gotta buy a fucking assault tank and shit. There's just everything about Rogan that's fucking hateable.
I think now that he's got that much money, he feels like he can probably do anything. But he's not just moving to Texas. He's opening a comedy club out there.
Really?
And I feel like they're going to fleece and finesse the fuck out of him over ordinances.
Oh, I hope they do.
Contracts.
The thing about it's in Austin, though. Like, we're not talking Dallas. Austin's like California for Texas.
I'm sure... In the 10,000 hours of his shit, he said something they could piss the state of Texas off.
Oh, man, I can't. I just can't wait for Rogan to get fucked over. I can't wait.
He gonna get popped and have $90 million sitting in the bank, but he's in jail for the rest of his life.
I fucking hope they... I hope they get him on the death penalty. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine the world if Joe Rogan got the death?
The tribunals, all the all the muscle heads start rioting. There's Joe Rogan, I can't breathe, murals everywhere. You juggling your phone? Sit still. No, wait. just sit cross-legged, hands on the floor. There's just total silence. Not a whisper. Guys, you're listening to enellis.podbean.com.